Andrew Green with this additional flick pick. This past week, I watched The Suicide Squad on HBO Max. The Suicide Squad is essentially a mulligan. It's a do-over. You see, in 2016, Warner Brothers released Suicide Squad, directed by David Ayers. It was not so well received. It was considered a giant disappointment at the time, and so now the brothers Warner have essentially given themselves a do-over. The movie's been made again, only this time with James Gunn directing. So, is this new one better? Why, yes. Yes, it is. Okay, so this film very much feels like James Gunn was given free rein to do whatever he wanted. It's almost as though hiring someone talented and then just letting them do their job instead of micromanaging produces good results or something. Go figure. This new Suicide Squad features a ragtag group of DC Comics villains and misfits who are released temporarily from prison by a government agent played by Viola Davis. She tells them that their sentences will be reduced if they go on a suicide mission to save the world. Each of these villains has an explosive embedded in their neck, so trying to escape is not an option. The gang is watched closely by Viola Davis and her team as they go about said suicide mission. Their mission? Go to a Caribbean island where a dictator is protecting a mad scientist who has used, I guess, Nazi technology to create a super weapon. This super weapon is in the form of a giant starfish from outer space that can zombify an unlimited number of people to do its evil bidding. The Suicide Squad must destroy the facility in which this evil starfish is kept, as well as any records of its existence. So, we've got a motley gang here. Our biggest squad members are Harley Quinn, once again played by Margot Robbie, Bloodsport, played by Idris Elba, Peacemaker, played by John Cena, Polka Dot Man, played by David Dastmalchian, Ratcatcher 2, played by Daniela Melchior, and King Shark, a half-man, half-giant shark voiced by Sylvester Stallone. Now, there are other villains in this movie, but these are the ones we stick with. Okay, the new Suicide Squad is fun because of two things. The cast, and because of James Gunn. He wrote this movie, and so it's got the usual James Gunn wackiness and irreverence. He has fun with this film, and as a result, The Suicide Squad feels more like his Guardians of the Galaxy films than any DC movie. It's lighthearted, it's fun, it's funny, and it's gleefully violent. As for the cast, they all play well off of each other. Idris Elba and John Cena's characters develop a bit of a rivalry, which is amusing, and Elba forms a bond with Ratcatcher. I didn't think I would like that character, but I loved her by the end. Margot Robbie is her usual iteration of Harley Quinn, which is always fun, and she gets to do so much more here. There's some delightful comedic violence carried out by Harley Quinn in one scene where she nearly marries the dictator who runs this island. Characters in this film will die out of nowhere and no one is safe. James Gunn gives us a hilarious combat scene where a ton of people die without regard to whether or not they seemed important. This kind of happy-go-lucky filmmaking was kept out of the 2016 Suicide Squad, which is why it was such a disappointment. The Suicide Squad here is James Gunn running wild with fun DC villains, and he's not bound by a PG-13 rating. It almost reminds me of the kind of humor we'd find in some Troma movies, which is the studio where Gunn got his start. By the way, fun fact, I spotted Troma founder Lloyd Kaufman in a cameo in this new movie. The only things about the Suicide Squad that I didn't love were something that happens to one of the anti-heroes toward the end. I had grown to like this person perhaps the best, but hey, James Gunn's sense of humor is naturally sometimes a double-edged sword. I also felt the film was a little long, like by the climax where things really get out of hand, but then again, I had such a good time overall watching the Suicide Squad that it's not that big of a complaint. Oh, and one question I do have. This movie takes place in a universe where Superman exists. So, why didn't they just send Superman on this mission? I mean, he could have done it with no problem, right? Oh wait, you know what? Actually, I think there is a reason for that, so never mind. Anyway, this film looks great, it has a great soundtrack that really fits the scenes, it's well acted and well written. The Suicide Squad is a fun picture. I heartily recommend it. I give The Suicide Squad a 4 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.